The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.
Hello, this is The Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasso, and welcome for this edition for The Spotlight. Today, our spotlighter is Angela Mandoreba. Angela is a Zimbabwean-born communications specialist with experience in communication for development, running and sustaining campaigns from conceptualization, design, implementation to evaluation, public policy analysis and program management, focusing on designing, planning, implementation, monitoring and reporting. Well, she's experienced in upstream work, high-level policy advocacy engagements, and downstream work. So she works with grassroots communities. And Angela's primary interests are program coordination, stakeholder engagement, public policy analysis, community engagement, and participation in high-level policy advocacy initiatives. Well, Angela also comes from a very big family. She'll let us know how big her family is much later. And she loves Sungura music. I'm hearing that for the first time, but hey, she's here. She will let us know what Sungura music is. Get ready to learn. So Angela is here with me in the studio. Angela, welcome to The Spotlight.
Thank you so much, Irene, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome to South Sudan.
Thank you, Irene.
Right, so tell me, what was the first feeling when you landed at the Juba International Airport?
Okay, Irene, I didn't even know how to define my feeling, but at the same time, I had that sense of accomplishment. I had that feeling that finally I'm here. Because it was quite a long process for me to get here. Probably, let me say, from the day of applying for the UN position to the time I landed at the Juba International Airport.
Right.
So it was quite a mixed feeling. At the same time, I wasn't sure of what to expect. But at the same time, I was happy to say, okay, finally, I'm here.
You keep saying finally. How long did it take you to get to here?
From the time of application, I think it took me 3 to 3.5 months, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So it was quite a journey, trust me.
Yes, it was. I mean, 90 days, you highly anticipate what you will find on the other side.
You can imagine.
Of your journey. So now here you are. Is this what you had pictured as in South Sudan? I mean, when it comes to the weather, to the people that you have associated with. I know it's just a week, but I'm sure you've met some people, have you?
Let me start with the weather. Of course, in the world of internet, you will search for information about where we are going, especially the weather. Of course, I had an appreciation that it's quite hot than it is in Zimbabwe, but definitely it matches some of the temperatures that we find in some other parts of the country back in Zimbabwe. For instance, Beitbridge Bridge Town. But in terms of the weather, I'm not that much surprised. But then what surprised me is the welcome I got.
Okay.
Especially from the accommodation management unit. I don't want to lie. As I told you, when I landed, I had this mixed feeling. Am I going to settle in well?
Right.
But then having met one of the accommodation management unit team, he made me feel at home. He made me feel comfortable. He was willing to assist with anything that I asked for.
Right.
Even those questions that I thought this person is going to maybe say I'm stupid or I'm silly.
Or even brush them off.
But he was willing to assist me. And I found myself settling in well. Then, boom, around the compound, I was surprised. You know,
that what?
I thought it was going to be that kind of a tense atmosphere.
Why? Especially, what would have brought the tenseness?
I knew I was going to meet people from different backgrounds, people from different countries, different nationalities. But to my surprise, everyone is just like a sister. Everyone is just like my brother. It's like I have known everyone for a long time.
Wow.
It's so far here in Tomping where I am, it's kind of, I have made family already.
Wow.
I have met people who are so hospitable. I have met people who are always smiling, who are always willing to assist you with directions. Of course, you'll be having the map, but sometimes,
it's confusing.
You know, it's confusing.
For first timers, every street looks alike.
Yes,
right?
yes. But that kind of hospitality, that kind of a welcome environment, it really, really surprised me.
Right.
I wasn't expecting it.
Okay, I'm happy that you've settled in well and you feel blown away. That's a very good thing.
But
on our side.
Maybe for settling in well, I would like to say I haven't settled in yet.
Okay.
Because this is not my final destination. I will go to my duty station.
In transit.
Yes, I'm
so
still
where,
in transit.
Where will you be ending up at?
I will be stationed in Bo. Yes, so that kind of give me anxiety, you know, the movement. Of course, I'm not yet used to the systems, the movement systems, but I'm sure with the orientation that I've gotten so far during the induction process at the UN House, I now have an appreciation of what to expect. So it's not a big deal.
Okay, I mean, if you have managed it in Tongping, then I don't think that there'll be any difference when you go to Bor. Well, I mean, like the first anxiety you had because you were coming to a country where you know nobody, yeah? Everybody gets that anxiety. They don't know whether they will settle in well or not. They don't know whether the people they'll find will be hospitable. But lucky for you, everything worked out for good in Tongping. So, I mean, you being separated from your family and, you know, leaving your country, the place that you've known mostly for all of your life sometimes, or I mean, home is home. So has the absence of your family affected you? I know it's just been a week, but still, I'm sure you miss them.
Yes. Especially the first 2 days, Irene, I don't want to lie to you. I really missed home.
Oh, dear.
I really missed home up to an extent that I asked myself,
am I ready for this job?
Am I ready for this? Did I sign up for this?
I know.
But now with interacting with people and just looking at others, I see others very happy. I see others very comfortable. I just told myself, I can do it.
Right.
If they can do it, what can make me stop from doing the same?
Right.
I will get used. And in order, I also told myself, in order for me to grow, I need to move out of my comfort zone.
That's right.
And I would like to believe this is an opportunity for me to grow. It's also an opportunity to learn, you know, different things.
That's right.
From my 1 week experience in Tomping now, Irene, I have learned to appreciate how diverse we are in this world. I have learned to appreciate that although we might come from different backgrounds, there are big things that unite us, especially when we are here for the common cause, for the good of the people of South Sudan. That gives me comfort and the power to move on. But for the first 2 days, honestly, I struggled.
You missed home. You struggled.
Yes, I missed home. I missed my mother, but I could talk to her over the phone and she could also give me words of strength, words of resilience.
Right.
You know, and now it's getting better and better.
It will get better, I promise.
Yes.
Right. So is this your first volunteer job or have you been volunteering back home?
I once volunteered back home, but with a local organization. And that was for 1 month. Mm. At national level, I once volunteered, but out of Zimbabwe, right. This is my first time. Mm. And I would like to believe that this will give me a different experience, given also the duration of the assignment. Mm. I think it will give me a different experience of volunteerism in general.
Right. Well, Angela, on the spotlight, we give a chance to get to hear your favorite songs. And what would your first song be?
Okay. My first song, Take It Back Home in Zimbabwe. Okay. You know.
Is that the Songura music genre?
Yes.
Well, you know, just tell us a little bit about the Songura music genre.
Irene, to be frank with you, the Songura genre in Zimbabwe is that kind of music that is loved most by old people.
Oh.
But it's the music of wisdom.
Okay, it's like the country music, if we can classify
it
like
that. Yes, kind of.
Right.
But it appeals most to the older generation.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a young person.
Are you a young person? Yes, what attracts you to
I am a young person, genre? But then I don't just look at music from the instrumental perspective, from the entertainment perspective.
You go deeper
I
to the lyrics.
I look at it from the infotainment perspective, if I can say.
Yes.
Because beyond every music, there is a meaning.
Mm.
There is a message that particular artist will be communicating.
Mm.
So I don't just take music and like music from an artistic point of view.
Mm.
Of course, I have certain music that I enjoy from an artistic point of view.
Right.
But with Songura,
mm-hmm.
it has lessons. It has advice.
Okay.
It leads you, especially in some kind of your social life.
Mm.
I will give you an example of Oliver Mtukudzi, the late Oliver Mtukudzi. My favorite song from him is Chengetai Maina Baba.
Is that your first song?
Yes.
Okay. Chengeta what?
Mona Chengetai Maina Baba.
Chengetai Maina Baba.
Yes.
Okay. And what does that mean?
In English, it means take care of your mother and your father.
Right.
And me, coming from a Christian background, is there in the Bible, honor thy father and mother, honor your parents. This song is a daily reminder for me to remember my mother whom I left back home.
Right.
Even if I'm in Zimbabwe, if I play it, it always reminds me of, are you doing the right thing for your mother?
So without wasting any time, let's go and get to this song. I'm going to cruise and we'll be right back.
Take a time, I got bubble.
Yes, welcome back from that musical break. Before we left, this song was particularly reminding us of loving and taking care of our parents and honoring them. And, well, although it's entirely in the Zimbabwean dialect, but at least that is the highlight that we should go home with. Well, my spotlighter today is Angela, and Angela is a UNV, and she will be posted to Bor, but she has just arrived in South Sudan. Then I grabbed her for this interview to just, for her to share her story here with us, because on the spotlight, we do highlight stories, different stories of different UN volunteers who come to serve the people of South Sudan. Now, Angela, you spoke about the anxiety you had from the time of application to the time where you came to South Sudan. You termed that as a very long time. It was a span of 3 months. So what actually attracted you to becoming a UN volunteer?
Okay, like I mentioned earlier on, Irene, if you want to grow, you need to explore new things. Mm. If you want to grow, you need to come out of your bubble. You need to come out of your comfort zone. Of course, I have been in Zimbabwe doing some kind of development work. But then I'm that kind of a person who always dreamt about working in other contexts.
Mm.
Working, of course, on issues to do with development and governance. And when I initially I heard about the UNV program from my sister, and I also went on the internet to really look at it, what it takes for one to be a UNV. Like I said, this is not my first time to be a volunteer.
Right.
But I once volunteered for a short period of time, of course, in 1 month. So I can say probably it was always in me.
Mm.
So that passion to learn and to work in a different environment, which is different from the Zimbabwe experience, it really drove me to this. And also issues to do with good governance, issues to do with the need for really advancing development. And you know for certain that we cannot talk about good governance and pro-people development without talking about peace.
Right.
It becomes very, very important, to an extent that when I saw this opportunity, I just thought probably this is meant for me. This is a chance for me.
This is the universe throwing an opportunity to you.
To me, yes. And especially peacekeeping. It's something, of course, that I never dreamt of. It's something that I interacted during my academic studies in public policy and governance. We interacted a lot with peacekeeping and peace building discourse.
Yeah.
But then during learning, it was really interesting. It was really mind provoking. It was really emotion provoking, if I can say. Then when I saw this opportunity, I just said, why can't I go and experience this in the real world? From the academic side to the practical and real world.
Right.
Why can't I be part of those peacekeepers?
Mm.
I think I can make a difference.
Yeah.
That really inspired me.
Mm. I can see. Your work at home as a volunteer, you said it lasted 1 month?
Yes.
Okay.
It was for 1 month.
Mm-hmm. So what were you doing during that time?
For 1 month, it was basically around issues to do with public debt and development in Zimbabwe. I was also in the communications field, conscientizing the general populace about the need for sound public debt management.
Right.
That relationship between public debt and development. And the citizens back in Zimbabwe, they have a constitutional right to know the public debt status of the country, as well as what the monies that would have been borrowed by the government were used for. So I was part of that awareness raising team.
Right.
Yes.
So what did you like about this assignment?
What I like the most about this assignment is it's coming in a different environment. It's coming in an environment where I'm going to be, I will take it from the educating the general populace and the general citizenry in South Sudan. Of course, I have been doing that kind of work back in Zimbabwe.
Mm.
But now I will have to really try and execute this assignment, knowing that I now have a different audience.
Right.
I now have a different public than that I used to interact with back in Zimbabwe.
Mm.
South Sudan has got a different historical, political, economic, social, cultural background from that I'm used to. And as a person who is willing to learn, I'm also willing to learn the dynamics of communication in a different context like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're welcome anyway.
Thank you.
Yes, you're listening to The Spotlight. And today our spotlighter is Angela Mandereba from Zimbabwe. She's a communication specialist with a vast experience. And of course, South Sudan will be tapping from her expertise. She'll be posted into BOR for her to be in the public information unit in BOR. Yes, well, what is your next song?
Okay, my next song now is from Alick Macheso.
Hmm.
Macheso is a popular musician in Zimbabwe, but I'm sure I have heard somewhere that he traces his origins in Malawi, Malawi.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So my next song will be Makandidana from Macheso. Hmm. Makandidana, it's like you called me before. So the essence of this song basically is about a child. You have been away for a long time from his or her parents.
Mm.
And there are moments when his or her parents have called upon the child, maybe to come back home and see them. But then the child did not show up for various reasons.
Oh, no.
And some of the reasons that Macheso mentions is, Zanga zvakadzvanya. It means I was not in a good space, my parents, either financially to come home, but now I am coming home.
Okay, finally.
So it's all about, again, parents, children, relationship. Makandidana. But don't lose heart, my parents. I'm coming. I have not been in good space. Things have not been working well for me. But don't lose heart. Don't lose hope with me.
Right.
Don't throw me away.
Okay.
I'm coming.
Let's go listen to that. We'll be right back.
Chica, chica.
Today, my spotlighter is Angela Mandereba. She is from Zimbabwe, and don't be surprised listening to those songs. Those songs are indigenous songs from Zimbabwe. Angela, it's good hearing from you that, you have a passion of serving your people, and you were excited to join the peacekeeping mission because you wanted to feel, putting into perspective what you studied back in school. How does the prospect of being a volunteer in often hard conditions, like you said, we have a different history politically, economically, we are a post-conflict country, we still have, communal violences happening here and there, and outside there, the image that has been projected of South Sudan is totally different from what you find on the ground. I'm sure you researched about the country, and when you came, how prepared were you to go through the hard conditions?
I would like to say, Irene, this is not a decision that I made overnight. Of course, when I saw the job, when I applied, I also applied my mind in this. Somehow, I was kind of prepared from the application process. I even told myself I have to be emotionally
prepared,
psychologically and physically prepared for this kind of assignment. Of course, I have done some researches and got a lot of information, but then I made up my mind and I was prepared for this. If I wasn't prepared, Irene, trust me, I would have turned it down. Yes, I would have turned the offer down. But then just because I had prepared myself, especially the emotional and psychological part, it's what got me here.
Right.
And even when I got here, of course, that sense of just not being home, even though it kind of crept into my mind, it was not that intense.
Right.
Because I had told myself, I'm not going into a comfort zone. I'm going out of my comfort zone, but for the good cause.
Right.
I think that will also keep me going.
Mm. So what are your hobbies? What do you like to do in your free time?
Of late, I've become a fitness fanatic.
Enthusiast.
Yes.
You love working out.
Yes. Mm. Now, if I can get my workout first thing in the morning before anything else, then I'm okay during the day. I have a clear mind, I'm jovial, I'm okay. Mm. To an extent that if I don't work out, I feel there's something missing.
Right.
So I think working out is one thing that keeps me
going.
Going.
Okay.
Yes.
If you are stranded on a desert island, what luxury would you like to eat with?
In a desert, like, give me my music.
Okay, so you'd rather stay with your music?
Yes, it soothes my soul. Okay. It relaxes my soul. It makes me relax, especially this kind of music.
Right.
It makes me meditate. It makes me reflect on a lot of things.
Mm. And that helps you forget your problems, because at that point you are stranded.
Yes, yes. It makes me getting out of that trouble zone mentally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Okay. So who are some of the people who have been influential in your life?
My mother. You know, my mother, I grew up with my mother. I think from birth up until the age of 22.
You had never met your dad?
No, I had a dad, but he passed on when I was very young. I was 13, 14, thereabout, in 2006.
Mm.
So from 2006 up until now, I've been with my mother, and I'm very close to my mother.
Mm.
And she's just been so influential to an extent that she says to me, all is well.
Mm.
Everything will work out well.
You believed her?
I believe, yeah. She encourages me again to stick to God. And one thing that I loved, especially when I landed here, you know what she said to me?
No.
Show love to people. You know, there's nothing big like love.
Yeah.
And when you get it from your mother, you spread it out. Mm,
of course, you can't spread what you do not have or what you haven't experienced.
Yes. So my mother has been really influential. To an extent that if I just think about her, she stays in our rural home in some area called Mberengwa, in Shavane, some 450 kilometers from the city. If I just think about her, it keeps me going.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll ask you for your song. What is the other track that you would like to share with us?
On this one, I will go to, again, Oliver Mtukudzi.
Okay. Why? Is he your favorite artist?
Yes, yes, yes. He was full of wisdom, that guy.
Hmm.
This one is called Ndima Ndapeza. It's in Shona, which is also a Bantu language.
Hmm.
And what it means in English is, I have played my part. Usually, it gives a sense of accomplishment, especially when you are about to execute a task, be it socially or professionally. If you feel you have given your all, it gives a sense of satisfaction.
Mm.
So that's all about the song Demanda Pedza. It's now up to the third parties to have their own opinions. But at least, personally,
I've played my part.
I've played my part. Okay. I have that sense of satisfaction.
Mm.
I have that sense of accomplishment. I have given my all. Probably things may not have worked out well, but at least I have given out my all.
I've
played my part. Yes. I have tried.
That's right. Okay, let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
Mas eu vou.
Smith. You're listening to the Spotlight program. My name is Irene Lasu, and today our spotlighter is Angela Mandoreba. She's a Zimbabwean, and she is a communication specialist with experiences in communication for development, running and sustaining campaigns from conceptualization, design, implementation to evaluation. Now, she has just come in for a week now, but she will be posted into Boer Field Office. Now, Angela, every guest on the Spotlight is given a chance to choose a book. I don't know if you are the typical type that likes reading books or listen to books. I don't know which one you are, but what books have you been reading of late, and what book would you choose if given the chance to do so?
My favorite, of course, has always been Waiting for the Rain. You know, a book by one of Zimbabwean authors, Charles Mungoshi. Waiting for the Rain, you know, rain, water, it's associated with life, with hope, you know. So waiting for the rain is kind of, you're waiting for hopeful moments.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Angela, for sharing your story with that on us with, on the Spotlight. What would your final song be?
This one, because it's the final one, I will go with Amake Boy with from Alec Macheso. You also, the lyrics, I think they also trace from a language from Malawi. So this one, I'm there for it, for the instrumental part, for its, if I can say, the aesthetic part, the beat part, but somehow also...
Yeah, this time you're not falling for the infotainment here.
I'm kind of torn apart.
Okay.
I also
between
enjoy
infotainment
the...
Instrumental.
Yes. Okay. So it is... It is also some kind of a romantic song.
Okay.
It's about a man who is... having a conversation with his lady about saying, you know what, I don't want this affair to end here. I want to take it far.
The next level.
We need to stay together, you know, that kind of a relationship that leads to marriage. Those are some of the lyrics in this song.
All right, let's take a listen. We'll be right back. Le champion des champions, Alain de Macheso, Sylvie de Best, on le propose de l'Est, Adam Solo, Orgasme, Benoît, Solo, Bevono, Roman Nazenda, Laki Oubili, Innocent de Mitsubu, Edouard Lopa, Jonas Kassama, Franco Slobo, Jami Djamel, Jabran, Chimi, David Kormato. Welcome back from that song, and of course it's on that note that I will be signing out. This has been the Spotlight program, a show that highlights UN volunteers in South Sudan, and our guest today has been Angela Mandrebe, and she is from Zimbabwe. Well, she shared with us her amazing story. Now we have come to the end of the show. My name is Irene Lasu, and bye bye for now.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah.